These are the ones who keep the old guards, she realized. She asked herself what guard she kept these days, and could not find an answer. It would not do to disturb them at their prayers. The guards must have their due, even cruel guards who would take Ned from her, and her Lord Father as well. So Catelyn waited. The river wind moved through the high branches, and she could see the wheel tower to her right, ivy crawling up its side. As she stood there, all the memories came flooding back to her. Her father had taught her to ride among these trees, and that was the elm that Edmure had fallen from when he broke his arm. And over there, beneath that bower, she and Lysa had played at kissing with Pataya. She had not thought of that in years. How young they had all been. She no older than Sansa, Lysa younger than Arya, and Pataya younger still, yet eager. The girls had traded him between them, serious and giggling by turns. It came back to her so vividly she could almost feel his sweaty fingers on her shoulders and taste the mint on his breath. There was always mint growing in the Godswood, and Pataya had liked to chew it. He'd been such a bold little boy, always in trouble.